This is Savages in the Box.
Dave, Dave! Oh my Lord, what is going on? They're back at it again. It is Savages in the Box for this Friday. And yes, we are on red alert as the Yankees have lost four out of their last five. And the streaks are back at it. This is unreal. I'll tell you what, it's amazing to me to think that this team is as streaky as it is. In years past, you've always talked about players being streaky, but this has never been really the discussion around the Yankees. They have never been like this. And yet this season, as bizarre as it has been, has seen them start the year 16-6. Then lose 15 out of 20, win 10 in a row, and now they have lost four out of five, and it is coming down the stretch of the season. And I'll be honest, we sounded the alarms because it is a little bit alarming. Now, I'm going to throw a statistic at you that is pretty obvious, and that statistic is this. In the four losses in the last five games, the Yankees are 4-for-27 with runners in scoring position. Well, of course they are. When you're losing, of course you're going to be 4-for-27 with runners in scoring position. You're not going to find your way out of it offensively. And that's not all that surprising. But what bothers me is the mentality. And we'll get more into this in just a few minutes. First of all, let us delve into what happened Thursday night in Buffalo. By the way, the Yankees never see Buffalo again. I think they'll be more than thrilled. That has been a house of horrors for them for the most part this season. But anyway, I digress. Thursday night, Jordan Montgomery pitched pretty well, gave them an opportunity to win the game. Offensively, it just wasn't there. Made a couple of mistakes here and there, but if he was trying to make his case for the postseason, you'd have to say that Jordan Montgomery did a pretty nice job of it. I don't think that's going to matter when it comes to starting a game in the postseason. And Aaron Boone said after the game that he thinks Montgomery will be a big part of that, but he's saying what he has to say after an outing like that. 5 1/3, 6 hits, 3 earned runs. One big mistake was to Vladimir Guerrero, a 2-run homer. Did strike out 8, had a very, very good changeup that led to those 8 strikeouts. Now, the Yankees had an opportunity in this game in the top half of the 8th inning. Blue Jays couldn't find the strike zone to save their lives. Walked 3 in the inning. Yankees, well, they found a way to score a run on an infield single by Gio Urshela, but then that third walk of the inning came to Clint Frazier to load the bases, and Aaron Boone rolled the dice and went to Gary Sanchez, down 4-1 with the bases loaded and 2 out. Sanchez gave it a ride, but Randall Grichuk made a leaping grab at the top of the left center field wall. It would not have been a home run, but it would have hit the top of the wall nonetheless and would have been an extra base hit. It was a terrific catch, and that ended the Yankee threat. Boone was looking for that one big swing, almost got it. As far as where he stands now with Sanchez, to go to him in that spot, he obviously had a decent amount of confidence in him, or was trying to convey a message of confidence to him as they get closer and closer to the postseason. Now, we saw him start to snap out of it, and then he kind of fell back into it a little bit. Here's what Boone is seeing overall.
I really want to go back, and I think it's important to, you know, look, you know, at the at-bats in the month of September have been a lot better and a lot more competitive. And he can obviously change a game with one swing, which he almost did. And, you know, it's a tough draw with Dolis coming off the bench and having to face him, but he got a great swing off and almost won us the game.
You know, we can point to all those things that we want to here, but when it comes to Sanchez, it's a continual publicly prop him up and try to make him feel as good as possible about the situation. But the consistency just hasn't been there. And even before the game, Boone admitted that it would be a day-to-day thing with who's going to catch in the postseason. Now, I have trouble believing that they would not catch Sanchez every game that was not a Gerrit Cole start. If Gerrit Cole starting, Higashioka is going to catch, that's very clear. But if they're going to turn to Higashioka otherwise, I'd be surprised. And the reason would be if they did, at least in my estimation, is somewhat for an offensive reason. Because Higashioka, as we have talked about, hasn't killed them at the plate. He hasn't been an automatic out, where there have been times where that has been the case with Sanchez. So maybe just the whole idea of not even Higashioka somehow going to add something. He's just not going to bury you when it matters the most. Interesting thought. I still will be very surprised if that is the case. Bigger topic for Boone right now, though, overall, is they are still not playing very well at all headed toward the postseason.
Frustrating that we, you know, have played poorly. I put the three losses prior to this in a different category where we, you know, really didn't do much of anything well. You know, tonight was a much cleaner game, and there were a lot of things that we at least cleaned up and did well in the course of the game and gave ourselves a chance with some traffic there in the later innings. So this is a little bit different, and hopefully, you know, can springboard us into playing some clean baseball this weekend, hopefully get the bats going a little bit and head into the postseason.
Thanks to our friends from Yes, as you could hear the sound effects in the background of what was going on the screen. But nonetheless, they have provided us with the sound all season long, and we appreciate that. Now, aside from that, it has got to be very concerning right now that they are not playing well and away from home, which is where they're going to be in the playoffs, that has really not gone well. They are 11-18. That's how they finished the year away from Yankee Stadium. So is that concerning?
We're going to have to do better than that. Is it a concern? I concern myself with all things our team. I do know that if we're playing at our best, I don't give a crap where it is. We'll get it rolling, but we got to – you know, we got to get ourselves in order and start playing really good baseball if we're going to give ourselves a chance. And it doesn't matter where it is. Once we get rolling, we'll be fine. We just got to get it rolling.
Yeah, they do have to get it rolling. And that's the thing. It has been rolling on and off this year. So this weekend against the Marlins, if you don't get it rolling, all of a sudden you go into the postseason in the midst of a slump overall as a team and at the plate. And look, that's obviously a bad situation for the Yankees. And it's been about injuries this year, there's no doubt. But it's been more about riding the roller coaster that they have all season long. And I do think this is a very real concern if they don't play well this weekend. Going in, playing poorly, do me a favor, don't try to point to the 2000 Yankees. That's 20 years ago now. It's not about that. It's about this team unable to get out of their own way for an extended period of time. And we've seen it before this year, and they haven't done it until it's been over the course of a 20-game stretch. I don't want to be an alarmist, but yeah, that's a problem. Now, as far as game three in the postseason, who would get the ball? Well, Montgomery, as we talked about, tried to make his case tonight, but it's very unlikely that he would get the ball in that scenario. I mean, incredibly unlikely, unless there was an injury of some sort. It's either going to go to Jay Happ or to Davey Garcia, and right now, I would absolutely put my money on Jay Happ. Happ is going to pitch later on tonight, and that would put him on schedule to get the one extra day of rest like both Cole and Tanaka are going to get before the postseason. Garcia goes tomorrow, and that would put him on regular rest. And to me, what does that do? Well, it backs him up. It backs up Happ in case he gets into trouble early in that game three, and they could turn to Garcia relatively quickly. As we know, all hands would be on deck anyway, but Garcia would be fully rested, and you'd have an ideal situation there. And I also think that something else that plays into this is Garcia's demeanor. If you were to throw Garcia out of the bullpen in a situation like that, the fact that he is so calm and cool would go a long way. In other words, he could settle down what is an early untenuous situation if that became a problem for the Yankees. If you gave up a couple of early runs and you didn't want to stick with Hap, Garcia could come in and I absolutely believe would be capable of just settling everything down with the way he goes about his business. And I think that is absolutely a factor for the Yankees as well going into this. Because, you know, Garcia lining up for the start is one thing. Putting Garcia in a spot where Hap clearly would not be comfortable. And you wouldn't get the best of Jay Hap coming out of the bullpen if you started Garcia. This would be a much more ideal situation. Garcia's almost still too young to even know the difference in a lot of ways. But Hap, as we know, has pitched brilliantly. He has been absolutely fantastic. His last six starts, 1.95 ERA. And that leads me to believe in every way that he will get that start for a game three in the postseason if it was necessary. Yankees still have not clinched second place in the American League East. Technically, the magic number is one, but because they didn't beat the Blue Jays, the team that they're battling it out for, and the Blue Jays have an additional game, the Yankees would still need a combination of two. In other words, the Blue Jays have four games left. The Yankees have three. So the Blue Jays have a chance at that extra game. So what you need to do, because you're not going head-to-head with them, is win two this weekend, win one, and the Blue Jays lose one. Any combination therein to get to the number two would get you home to clinch that second place in the American League East. Honestly, at this point, I just think the biggest thing is going to be staying away from the Rays in that first round. And the Yankees are not going to face the Rays in that first round. If by some miracle, the Blue Jays caught them and the Yankees ended up as the seventh seed and had to play the Rays in round one, you know what? It would have been a devastating week and a half. And you could almost pack in the season at that point. They'd be playing so poorly. I mean, the fact is you would have Gerrit Cole, and that would give him an ultimate confidence in a game one. But I don't know if that confidence would hang around beyond that. I mean, we certainly saw that be the case this week. Cole was great when he pitched the other night, and they win 14-1. But they lost the four other games this week. The White Sox are a potential opponent. They are really struggling. They have lost five in a row and seven of nine. And remember, they had been brilliant for the majority of this season, but they had lost their stranglehold on winning the division in the American League Central. And so it now looks like they will be the second place team. Their magic number is four. Meanwhile, the Twins, by virtue of their win on Thursday night, their magic number to clinch the division now is down to two. So it's likely the White Sox in a 5-4 matchup. Obviously, it all depends on whatever happens this weekend. Lastly, don't forget how much these games mean to the Marlins. They are fighting for their playoff lives, and they have done everything in their power to try to stay in it, and they could end up anywhere from second place in the National League East to not making it at all. So it's obviously an important weekend for them. You would have much rather had a situation where at the very least they had either clinched already or obviously they were out of it and the games would not have meant as much. But yeah, it's important for them. So keep that in mind too this weekend. All right, that does it for this edition of Savages in the Box. Any major developments will pop in over the weekend. Otherwise, we will see you Monday when we will know who the Yankees postseason opponent is. Carlin out!
Savages in the Box is available on the ESPN app and from Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.